Good morning, everybody. Congratulations on making it to the far corners of the San Diego Convention Center. Wasn't sure I'd be able to make it here myself. Neither I nor my co-author, colleague, and friend Keisha Pollack have anything to disclose about the work that we've done. And what I'd like to do today is, first of all, just say that this is probably so far one of the most integrated and unified APHA sessions that I've been a part of. I mean, listening to Rachel and Sonia, I think certainly their presentations complement one another very well, and I think that the work that I'm here to present today will really build on what they've said in a very complementary fashion. So I'm very pleased to be a part of this session. What I'd like to talk to you about today is some work that that we've been doing with a group in Lowell, Massachusetts called UTEC, United Teens Teen Empowerment Initiative. And we have been engaged in an evaluation of their street outreach worker program now for about a year and a half. And the focus of this presentation here is a component of that overall evaluation that we've completed that looks at the process of developing and engaging the street outreach worker program. So that's what I'm going to talk with you about here today. And what I hope we will accomplish through this session is to really reinforce the messages that you've heard this morning about the trend that we're seeing, a very welcome and important trend that we're seeing with regard to youth violence prevention, which is true prevention, and sort of a recognition that youth are a resource, that youth development is the direction that we need to go, and that the old sort of model of relying solely on criminal justice approaches really isn't getting us where we need to go. So what I'm going to be talking about here today is, in my mind, what is a very exciting model for really embracing this idea of positive youth development and as a strategy for preventing youth violence, among a number of public health risks for youth. So as we've heard and as we are all painfully aware, youth violence continues to be a major challenge for our communities across the United States. And increasingly what we're seeing as we look at the youth violence prevention landscape is that the utilization of a street outreach worker or some kind of model where peers are engaged through a community organization to reach out to youth with the intention of engaging youth in positive developmental activities and preventing violence. However, as we look across the country, there's a lot of different models that are being being engaged. And so when we first started learning about the activities that were happening in Lowell, one thing that we thought was really important to do was to take a step back and really look at the process of training outreach workers and really look very closely at what it is they exactly do. Because the street outreach worker model is something that's sort of being talked about a lot, but we had real difficulty finding a lot of details as to what exactly they do, what makes for a good street outreach worker, how do you train street outreach workers. So we thought it was important to build into our evaluation a component that would really answer a lot of those very important process questions. And again, just a little bit of background. UTEC is a community-based organization that's been engaged in the Lowell community for a number of years now. They are a real central core in the Lowell community, and they're a program that has the street outreach worker program as one of many components. They also have a non-traditional school where they work with youth who have not been able to complete school through traditional means to provide them with their GEDs. They have a farming program. They have an arts program. They're just a one-stop shop for a variety of resources for youth. And this is if you go on UTEC's website, this is what you'll see if you go to their links with regard to the street outreach worker model. What they really emphasize in their street outreach worker program is how their street outreach workers can really access youth, meet youth where they're at, and have a relationship established with youth so that if and when crisis occurs, The street outreach worker is there to help them through that crisis and to also provide for them a foundation that really focuses on allowing youth to take advantage of positive development opportunities in the community. And it's a very intensive sort of case-oriented model that really focuses on building relationships with youth and really connecting them with the many opportunities that exist in Lowell for youth, as well as other communities around the country. So the emphasis really is on connecting youth to the services and programs that they need to develop into positive contributing individuals with all of their full potential that they have. So in looking at the aims of our study, what we hope to accomplish in understanding what was going on with the Street Outreach Program in Lowell, what we set out to do was to, first of all, understand how the Street Outreach Worker Program was developed and implemented. So we really wanted to get a sense of the background and sort of what the initial goals of the program were and how they went about creating this program. We thought it was also important to document and describe the Street Outreach Worker Program. Again, as I mentioned, if you look into the literature on violence prevention nowadays, there are communities across the country that are using this kind of model, but it's really hard to get any information about what they actually do and how they're trained. So we really wanted to provide that kind of detailed information to allow people to really understand this approach to promoting positive youth development. We also thought it was very important to identify very concrete qualities and characteristics of the Street Outreach Worker Program in Lowell, so that can inform replication efforts. So if we are able to document that there are really positive outcomes that result from this, we will be able to show in a very concrete way how other communities can replicate what's going on in Lowell. So how did we do all this? Well, we took a case study approach to conducting the process evaluation of the Street Outreach Worker Program. And in doing that, we decided it was really important to hear in a very sort of unfettered way from the experts who were doing this work themselves. So we conducted a series of in-depth key informant interviews with the street outreach workers, with the community partners who are engaged in this program, and with the staff at UTEC. We also conducted document reviews to sort of learn how they write up their program, how they promote themselves, and we also spent some time in Lowell conducting observations of different community events to see exactly how this program works. In the end, what we were able to do was to conduct in-depth interviews with 10 individuals. Seven of those individuals were UTEC staff. All of the street outreach workers were included in these interviews, and with three community partners. In addition, we also conducted focus groups that included 15 individuals. There were two groups. One was with court officials, and three were with education officials. And I should say that when we started out, we didn't identify the community partners to UTEC as a group that we wanted to include in this data collection process. But once we got started with the interviews with the UTEC staff and with the outreach workers themselves, it was clear to us, and they were quite explicit in this, that their program really wouldn't work without the support and the connections and the partnerships that they've developed with the community, with their community partners. So we thought it was essential in really understanding this program to talk with the partners themselves. And that's very consistent with what we heard Rachel say, that their finding of those communities with lower rates of youth violence really consistently had this integrated approach and a lot of communication going on among the principal community agencies. So we were glad that our experts in the field alerted us to this important element that we needed to include in our data collection. And what we found at the end of the day, after spending a lot of time in Lowell talking with the people who are running this program, is that when they set out to develop and going through the process of implementing this program, they really did their homework. They spent a lot of time visiting with, learning from other programs that have that had already implemented street outreach worker programs, listened to them, learned what worked, learned what didn't work, thought about their situation in Lowell, and borrowed what they thought would fit well, and left aside what they didn't think would work well. We spent a lot of time learning from them about sort of what it takes to identify a successful street outreach worker candidate, and have some good information on that, which we think will be useful for replication efforts. And we also learned a lot about how they train and prepare street outreach workers to do the work that they do. Again, a lot of time in Lowell was spent building and developing the relationships with the community partners, and we heard over and over again and saw evidence of how those community partnerships are really essential to making the street outreach worker program what it is in Lowell. As far as our study aim of documenting and describing what's going on in the street outreach worker program in UTEC, we learned that this work is being done with 5 street outreach workers. So there are 4 men and 1 woman who are the street outreach worker team in Lowell. The street outreach workers are sort of divided up into specialists, so they focus on specific areas. So there's a street outreach worker who has this particular expertise and is well-versed in the resources and issues around health for youth. There's one that focuses more on homeless youth. There's a street outreach worker whose expertise is really gang intervention, and then there's another that deals primarily with community service. So this specialist kind of model and having street outreach workers with a particular expertise has really worked well for the people in Lowell. They also, time and time again, we heard from them that really what is core to their outreach worker program is the recognition that as an outreach program, they really embrace this idea of outreach, that first and foremost, what they do in Lowell is really go out onto the street and meet people where they're at. They don't spend a lot of time in their center. They're not behind computers. They're not even making phone calls. They're out approaching youth on the street, spending time one-on-one, answering cell phone calls, responding to text messages. It's a very hands-on, in-the-street kind of approach. There is a range of intensiveness that street outreach workers described with their clients, and a lot of that, what this has to do, as we learned, is really, you know, youth are at different places when they engage with the street outreach worker program, and we learned that that's okay, that there needs to be this kind of flexibility in the street outreach worker program to respond to the needs of the youth at the time that they have. At the time that they engage. And so it is really important for them to be able to recognize, you know, when a youth is just in need of a phone call and a resource versus a really intensive kind of intervention that involves, say, you know, getting a place to live or some health needs. Importantly, and this is one of the really amazing things that continues to impress me about the work in Lowell, is that these outreach workers are incredibly dedicated. I mean, they never go off the clock. You know, their pagers, their cell phones, they're always getting text messages. Their clients have their cell phones. It's really a 24/7 kind of coverage. And importantly, the street outreach workers receive a lot of support and resources by being integrated with the larger UTEC program. So this was really an important kind of overall picture that we got from talking in a very in-depth way with the street outreach workers and the staff at UTEC. And what we also learned when we talked with them about, so what makes for a good street outreach worker program, and what should communities know who are interested in replicating these efforts, we heard a lot from them about what defines a good street outreach worker. So we heard a lot about the importance of being able to communicate with youth, being able to sort of, you know, relate to youth and being willing to really be on around the clock, being willing to answer those phone calls at 3:00 in the morning. And it became clear to us quite early on that this is a special kind of person who can do this kind of work and do it well. We also heard a lot from the outreach workers and the staff at UTEC about what the importance of team dynamics for the street outreach workers are. So this is, as you can imagine, really emotionally draining and exhausting work. And the outreach workers really rely on one another a lot to get through the day a lot of times. And they cited their friendships and their colleagues with fellow street outreach workers as really essential to being able to continue with this work and make the work fun and enjoyable. Integrating that program with other resources and aspects of the community was time and time again emphasized as important. Partnerships with law enforcement, with the courts, with the school district were all cited as essential, and we received numerous examples of how it was really essential to being able to do their jobs, to be able to connect with people at the school district in order to effectively serve the youth that they are committed to. And again, really at the core of all this, from my perspective, is the connection that these outreach workers have with the youth and the importance of gaining and maintaining the trust that they have with their clients. So what we walked away from this process evaluation with was a number of conclusions, and these are going to be very informative as we move forward with finishing up our outcome evaluation. But really what we see in the UTEC program is the Street Outreach Worker program is very comprehensive, so that if a youth has a need, they find a way to meet it. So it's a very creative program because they recognize the need to be comprehensive in their approach to addressing youth needs. Again, the street outreach workers are really serving as a bridge of sorts between the youth and the community. So as we heard earlier, a lot of times in communities, some of the traditional service agencies aren't necessarily very well disposed toward youth. And the street outreach workers have gone a long way toward making those relationships a lot easier and giving the police and the courts and the education system a different view of youth in the local community. We see that the street outreach workers have a very valuable contribution to preventing youth violence, sometimes in direct ways by intervening to break up fights on the street, but probably more importantly in indirect ways by doing this youth development, by providing youth with alternatives so that they can see a future and take make choices that ultimately will prevent violence in the community. And finally, what we have also concluded is that there clearly are identifiable characteristics and qualities of street outreach workers and of the street outreach worker program in Lowell that respondents associated with success, and that we feel will be very instrumental as communities move forward with developing their own street outreach worker program and learning from the Lowell experience. So in conclusion, I'd just like to acknowledge the contribution of the UTEC staff, of the community partners up in Lowell, and of the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, which was generous enough to support our work. And if anybody has any questions or would like to learn more about the work that we're doing in Lowell, please feel free to contact me. Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you, Sharon. Next, we will move on to Monique Kusick, who is from the New York Academy of Medicine.